Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, dear saints of God. Good afternoon. And welcome to another End Time News Report with the one and only Sister Marie and her sidekick, yours truly. Well, we have a wonderful show in store for you. From what I can see, we're going to be talking about crazies today. Crazies as far as, you know, people who are off their rocker. And it's going to be a great, great show. Yesterday, Sister AJ was in studio. We did her show again, talking about Dallas Jenkins and his creepy show, The Chosen. Boy, that is one demon-inspired broadcast or television series. I mean, there's doctrines of demons all over that thing. I mean, it's just demonically inspired. And promote it and uphold it. So check it out. If you missed it yesterday live, check out the broadcast. And without any further ado, let me bring on my dear sister who has prepared a wonderful, wonderful show for us. Now, if only the computer would cooperate. Sister Marie, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing good. By the way, the package has arrived. Thank you so very much. But they were snatched away from my hands because it's not the day yet. So
it's not the day yet? Oh,
right.
No, I prepared a whole day for you today.
Yeah.
When is the day? 1 day? 2 days?
It's on the 7th.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's what I thought, but I won't be
yeah.
here on the 7th, so we're going to celebrate
right.
today. Is that
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, there's no cake.
I have no idea.
There's no candles. There's no vanilla chocolate chip ice cream. So there's no gifts. So I don't get it. I mean, I was waiting for the truck. I was there where, as soon as the stuff, boom, 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 they take everything out of my hands, and they
yeah.
ratted me out, and that's it. So, and I don't have X-ray vision, so I don't know what's in the packages.
Hmm.
So, I tried to sneak around,
like
but,
them.
Oh, well, as always, you have impeccable taste, whatever it may be, so.
We'll see.
But anyway.
We'll anyway. Well,
yeah,
wait a minute. Before you get started, I'm not going to be here in a couple days, so I have a couple things for you, okay?
Okay.
You have no idea what I'm doing.
No, I don't.
So you didn't even have an idea what show we were doing today. Okay. Now, listen. I just want to make a disclaimer here. This is not my husband. But we have something for you, so hang on. And I got to do this all by my end, so bear with me, if
okay.
you will. Okay, here we go.
Hello, dear Wolf. Happy birthday. I'm the Happy Birthday singer, and your friend's Wolf. They've asked for me to come and sing a special Happy Birthday song to you today on their behalf. So here I go with a specially requested birthday song, just to you, Wolf. Oh, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Wolf, happy birthday to you. For Wolf's a jolly good fellow, he's a jolly good fellow, Wolf's a jolly good fellow, and so say all of us, so say all of us, and so say all of us. You're a jolly good fellow, Wolf is a jolly good fellow, he's a jolly good fellow.
Amazing.
It's requested by your friends, sung by me, but just for you today on your birthday. So you have a great day, have a lot of fun, and if you're lucky, Wolf, next year on your birthday, your friends might send me back again to sing another special happy birthday song to you, Wolf, on your birthday. Goodbye. Have fun, birthday boy, Wolf.
you.
Wow, that's some, the Wolfster. Happy birthday to the Wolfster. Amazing.
The Wolfster.
And the Wolfster's a jolly good fellow, and the Wolfster's a jolly. I like that.
Yes. He does the old school, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that was fantastic.
That's one. But I have a couple others that want to say happy birthday.
Okay.
I have the real deal, too. But you got to give me a minute because I got to switch computers here. It's playing already. Hang on. I got to switch. Hopefully you heard that. Was the sound okay? You won't need the sound for your brother here. Okay?
All
Hang
right.
On. Let me get it off mute.
Hey, happy birthday, brother. And do your best to stay out of the doghouse.
Now you know who that was.
Yes.
That was the real deal.
All my clothes and all my furniture and my books are in the doghouse. They moved me out there.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
Benji,
well, he said he knew you were going to be in the doghouse.
The mailman's putting my mail in the doghouse.
Aw.
So, the whole neighborhood
I'll
knows.
I'll tell him.
Yeah.
I'll let him know. Oh, hang on. We have someone else here wants to say happy birthday. That's the only granddaughter. She wanted to say happy birthday to you.
Wonderful.
Did you hear that one? She's kind of quiet.
She's very quiet.
Okay, now we have another one. Hang on. If I can find him.
Happy birthday, doctor.
Oh, that must be Elliot.
No, that's the baseball player. That's the next one. We have Elliot last, he tries. He's only two, but he does his best. I had to coach him a little, so hang on.
Can you say hello?
Hello.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
He says, listen to me.
Yeah.
He goes, listen.
Yeah, amazing.
He tells me. We'll do him one more. We'll do him again. He's the baby. Let's see if we can get him.
Can you say hello?
Hello.
And when you say happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
Listen again.
Yeah. Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful? They all wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And something else, when he said to me, he said, you know, listen, I thought of somebody else.
Right.
So just give me a second and we'll go there. Okay?
All right.
Because this is you this morning, I'm sure, okay? This is you. You know, we have a secret recording here from when you got up this morning, right?
Okay.
Okay, here it is.
Listen to me, Nick. Like, I do this
on... Whoop, I hit the wrong button. Hang on.
Okay. But I have to yell at you guys. Okay.
Okay, then what?
Then you're not listening to me.
Because you're not listening to me.
I asked you not to do something. Okay, but I'm letting you know that you cannot,
Lick it.
You're not listening to me.
Listen
Listen to me now. Listen to me now. No, you're not listening. I said no cupcakes, and you try to get cupcakes, and you try to ask grandma. Didn't you?
Grandma, lick it. Lick it. Lick it. I said,
what's going to burn your butt? You and Kevin don't listen. So I have to give both of you guys pop pals in your butt.
But
he's not. I have to. You don't want me to hit Kevin or you don't want him to spank you?
No.
Why?
Because
then I have to spank Kevin.
He's
your little papa, but he doesn't listen.
But remember, honey,
lick it. Like, you can't
do anything if you can't get everything out of this
wall.
If you're
going to
break everything down.
I'm not breaking anything down. I'm just letting you know
Linda,
you cannot have cupcakes
it,
for dinner.
Linda, existing, and I'm going to belong to you. Anything,
they can
get anything and anything and anything.
I'm done arguing with you.
I'm not arguing with you.
You need to listen to the things that I say because I'm the mom and I'm the
dog. Listen to me. I'm just trying to get them
I'm done arguing with you.
Linda, I'm done arguing with you.
That was you this morning.
Exactly.
But
it's
Linda,
a losing battle.
Linda.
Yeah. But honey,
Linda.
Listen, honey, listen.
Linda.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
That's how you
Thank
started
you.
Your morning. We had a secret recording there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Of you this morning.
That's how I start
but
all
Linda,
my mornings.
Honey.
Honey, listen. Listen, I'm not arguing with you. Listen.
I want the cupcake.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wonderful,
well,
wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well,
Thank
I picked
so much.
A few things here, and everybody wanted to contribute, so we did. So, I know there was one more thing. I found something that I thought sounded a bit like a preacher, you know, when they get fed up.
Right,
Have you ever been fed up where you just want to tell the truth? You know,
all the
you
time.
Just want to...
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me see if I can get this. This is called An Honest Preacher. And after I get through the commercial here, I'll play him. All right. Let's see. He comes into the pulpit. Let's hear what he has to say.
Today's reading comes from the book of Proverbs. If I may digress for a moment from my prepared message. I mean it when I say to you, you guys, sometimes you're bad. Don't be jerks. You're supposed to be good. I'm in my office every day and somebody comes in and they're like, hey, whoops. I'm like, don't. Dan, what is your deal? If anybody doesn't know, Dan is the worst. I took a vow to not say who was the worst, but it's Dan. You guys are making me look bad in front of God. What's that? Oh, look, it's Jesus. He said, stop it. The word of the Lord.
What movie is that from?
Oh, it's just called Honest Preacher.
Is it called what?
Honest Preacher.
Oh, an Honest Preacher.
Yeah. Stop it. Just
yeah,
stop
exactly.
It. Do you ever have one of those days? I could picture that, just coming into the pulpit and going,
sure.
Stop it. Right now, I'm fed up with you.
That's it. You can put honest preacher, honest husband, honest dad. For all those different situations, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. You know, I can just imagine that, though. When I watched that, I looked at that. I thought, there's got to be a day that he just walks in there and said, I've had enough. Just quit. Everybody,
that's
just
it.
Quit. Stop it now. But you can't say that in the pulpit, can you? You just okay, the word of the Lord says.
Right. That's it. Or stay home that day. If you're going to say something that you're going to regret, just stay home.
Stay home.
Right?
Oh, yep. Yeah. Well,
once you say that stuff, you can't take it back.
That's true. That's true.
Right?
Terrible. Yep. Once you lose it.
That's it.
Oh, in the pulpit. Okay, instead of our regular series, we're going to start a series. I thought we'd play a little catch-up with Kat Kerr. You know,
okay.
We're going to keep it light and crazy today.
Right.
Because it's your birthday today, here, anyway. So, you know, we're going to talk about, we want to see we're going to see what Paul says about his visit to heaven compared to what Kat Kerr says.
Good point.
So we're going to take, I sent an audio, it's 2 Corinthians 12, and it's, you know, the first part where Paul, you know, he was speaking of himself, and he considered it, you know, he didn't consider it lawful, nor did he feel he was permitted to talk about the revelation that he saw and experienced.
Right.
But not Kat Kerr. So if we can play 2 Corinthians 12,
Here it is.
Chapter 12. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs, wonders, and mighty deeds. For what is it wherein ye were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps? Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. For I fear lest when I come I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as ye would not, lest there be debates, envyings, wraths, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults, and lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many which have sinned already, and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness which they have committed.
All righty. There's 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
Yes. And the reason, the first part of that I wanted to focus on, again, Paul was speaking of himself, you know, and he wasn't bragging about his experience. Yes, he experienced more than the others. And that's why
right.
he was given the thorn in the flesh. Keep him humble.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And that was a messenger of Satan, you know, to rebuff at him. So we need to, you know, focus in on what Paul told us as opposed to what Kat Kurt tells us about heaven.
Right.
So, you know, when we're dealing with Kat, I have a song for her, but I only want you to play it 205. So that's audio
okay.
too. Just go to 205, if you will. 0 to 205.
We're going to start it at 0 and go to 205. Here it is.
Anybody in there?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not sure what she's on, but every time I see the pink hair, I think of Pink Floyd.
Yes. Yeah.
Music, you know. I don't know
sure.
if it's leftover LSD from the 70s she's on. 60s? I don't know. She might be in her 70s. I'm not sure. You know. I mean, I'm not sure what would cause her to take a trip and never come off it. You know?
Yeah, this
been
is
a long
this
trip
is,
for her.
Sure, this is a very, very weird lady. And she's very popular among the prophecy nuts. And she has a large following. And correct me if I'm wrong, but she has a huge following. And she's as nutty as they come. And the charismaniacs love her.
No kidding. Well, the clips I got were from the Elijah clips, you know, and that's the Elijah List Ministries.
That's a part of
the NAR group. That is the NAR group started by C. Peter Wagner. And we know Wagner was a Druckerite. So, you know, from our last series.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing. You know. So anyway, you know, we're going to listen. She's going to give us details about mansions in heaven. Okay?
Oh, she is.
So, yeah, she does. She travels back and forth all the time, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a traveler.
Amazing.
Yeah. So feel free to stop it. It's only 10 minutes and 28 seconds.
Okay.
So feel free to stop it at any time. And what we'll do is analyze what she's saying here and just, you know, maybe try to analyze. I mean, if you listen to this, you have no scripture to go on.
Right.
She doesn't give you any scripture. Most of the time, she doesn't. So let's just look at what she says, and if you want to stop it, feel free to. It's your birthday. Do what you want.
All righty.
Okay.
Here it is. Kat Kerr with the pink hair.
About, I don't know if you call it a secret garden or your own garden. You said everyone else has a garden, and what's that for?
Outside of everyone's mansion, there's a walled garden, a beautiful walled garden made only for you, as that's your mansion. He gives you a key when you come to heaven. Jesus gives you a key. Anytime you want to be with him, you go in that garden, and he comes to be with you.
Wow.
That was quick. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
Because there's a hymn. There's a hymn about in the garden. There's an evangelical, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very famous hymn. It's a much beloved hymn. That talks about, you know, meeting Jesus in the garden. But of course, the garden is. The garden referred to is the garden or the place where you go meet Jesus for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's not that you're going to. Let me pull it up for you. Here's the hymn. Here it is. Listen to this. Okay. Let's get rid of the commercial. See, you and I were just in the garden. You and I were just in the garden, and our listeners were just in the garden. You weren't in heaven. I wasn't in heaven. We're on earth.
Right.
But we just went to the garden.
Mm-hmm.
You see, a beautiful evangelical hymn that talks about one's personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't have to wait to go to heaven and for him to give me a key. And for me to go into some mystical garden to have fellows, I can do that right now.
That's right. That's right.
Right now I can do that.
Yep.
This lady's a nut.
She is a nut. I mean, you know, she talks about a key, and you have to put it. There's a flower on the door, you know, and you put the key in. Not sure.
It must be. It must be the key to the rubber room.
It must be something.
I mean, that's. Yeah, it's got to be
you
the key to the rubber room. Yeah, sure.
I'm telling you.
All right, let's see what else. Let's see what else she's got to say here.
Yeah.
That's just 32 seconds into her video.
I know.
That's just 30. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking, and I just saw another one, too, come out about her in my mail. Oh, boy.
Wow. Wow.
About heaven.
Okay, here's...
So maybe I might send that over.
Send it over. All right, here she is.
Okay.
Rose, it's a rose. The lock is a rose. And you put the key in the middle of the rose. There's a hole.
Really?
You turn it, And many different flowers, usually your favorite ones, some of the flowers that Christ loves. And actually, it's something that's one of his favorite things are the flowers. He loves flowers. People leave him on the steps of the throne all the time, along with sweets. I think that's his second
he
love.
He loves sweets. So there's got to be, I'm trying to picture a mansion. I can picture a kid.
Jesus loves sweets? What does he love? Does he love Kit Kats? What does he love, M&Ms?
I know, is that crazy? That's crazy. Does he have Uber Eats?
Sure.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm telling you.
This is amazing.
It is amazing. You know, I mean, we're getting all these details, no scripture.
Sure.
No scripture, folks. I'll just detail.
Wow, Jesus.
About
Jesus
this.
Loves flowers, too. He loves flowers. I'm pretty sure that his favorite flower is the lily.
Yeah.
Because he's called the lily of the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus must love lilies.
Well, I want to tell you, this got 1.2 thousand likes.
Absolutely. Listen, the nuts are out there. You know, the full-blown nuts, they're out there.
66. When I looked at how many people subscribed to this, it was 66.6 thousand people.
Yep.
It's now 66.7 in a few days.
Sure.
Because people want to hear this, don't they? They want to hear this stuff.
Absolutely. Sure.
Unbelievable.
Sure. What I'm going to do is the next time I go to prayer at the church, I'm going to bring Jesus, I'm going to bring him a Milky Way candy bar.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring him a Snickers. I'm going to bring him a couple of Kit Kats. Yeah. I'm going to bring him an Almond Joy. Let's see. What else can I bring him? Some M&Ms. I'll bring him some plain and peanuts. He loves the sweets.
I'm telling you. Wow. 60s were good to her.
Oh, sure. Like Pink Floyd said, is there anybody home?
Nobody in there. Is there anybody in there?
Yeah, exactly.
The song says, I can see your lips moving, but I can't understand what you're saying.
There you go.
Oh.
Boy. And this guy interviewing her is serious. He's all into this interview.
Yes, I know. That guy is
so
unbelievable.
Sure.
Get you
mm-hmm.
where you would make things and
think that's a second love.
So there's gotta be. I'm trying to picture a mansion. I can picture a kitchen
mm-hmm.
where you would make things, and if you wanted to, then
if you wanted to,
I'll just speak into existence.
Yes, that's what I'm gonna
do. But my wife's not gonna want to cook, and she's
even
when she's visiting, you know. But okay, so I can picture a gathering room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, obviously there's no need for a bathroom. So
no
bedroom, there's you wouldn't think of a place to sleep. So what's in this mansion?
You have, well, this is the thing. God is so precious. If you always said you wanted certain things a certain way, like I want the biggest bedroom ever, but it's not just a bedroom. There'd be places to recline, to meditate, just to relax and everything. There are rooms like that in your mansion. And usually made lots of the times the way.
Bedroom, there's, you wouldn't.
No. Watch. When he tells her what's in heaven, notice how she stalls for a couple of seconds in order to make stuff up.
Yes, exactly.
Notice how he gives her a question. Okay, what's in your mansion? And instead of answering the question real quick, she starts to say some baloney stuff. And,
yes,
and she's
exactly.
trying to do. She's trying to use her mouth to talk, and at the same time, her brain is saying, "What do I make up? What do I make up? What do I make up?" Here
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. That's narrative building. That's narrative
sure.
building. That's
sure.
that's what they call. You know, you what you're doing is you're asked a direct question, and
sure.
And someone, let's say a suspect, you know, when they're being questioned.
Sure.
They're asked a certain question, and instead of answering that, they build off the question, you know, and they build
right.
a narrative around it.
Right.
Yes.
Linda,
yep.
Linda, listen to me. Linda, I
yes,
didn't take the
yes.
cookie. Linda, I was outside
yes,
with
exactly.
the dog. Linda, I wasn't. No, Linda, listen. And meanwhile, I got chocolate chip cookie crumbs all over my mouth.
Yes, exactly. That's it.
All
That's
right.
It.
Here she is.
Think of a place to sleep. So what's in this mansion?
You have, well, this is the thing. God is so precious. If you always said you wanted certain things a certain way, like I want the biggest bedroom ever, but it's not just a bedroom. There'd be places to recline, to meditate, just to relax and everything. There are rooms like that in your mansion, and usually made lots of the times the way you would always want them made. So there's places that you can go that's just beautiful. Your favorite fragrances are like coming out of the wall.
Really, really?
Flowers, living flowers are growing out of the wall, singing to you. You have this place just to be, because let me tell you, sometimes you'll look a place to be alone because everybody wants to see you and know you, you know, and they all know where you live in heaven.
Boy, she's on the LSD. You got flowers coming out the wall singing to you? I mean that's Alexa. Alexa, shut up. You know.
Yes. Maybe she
you know,
thinks that. I never thought
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, I mean, what? The flowers are they're growing in the room? What about if you're allergic to flowers? What I mean, what about if you don't
oh,
like
you won't
flowers?
Be allergic to anything there. That's what she'll say. Why didn't
really?
They only have green rooms in heaven?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Exactly. And the flowers sing to you? Well, I didn't
yeah.
know flowers had a voice box.
I know.
Wow.
I know. Bro,
wow.
there isn't a scripture to even come close. There are, you know, she throws in things that, you know, in a roundabout way. But I'm going to be honest with you. There's not a scripture to go against. There are scriptures to go against everything she's saying, but you know what I mean? This is so far-fetched. How do you even go there? You can't even go there.
Right,
in
right,
your mind.
Right.
I mean, she's
right.
just, you know, out there.
Yeah, sure.
Is there anybody right. in there?
Sure, absolutely.
And so you have these beautiful places. I call them like parlor rooms or something. You know, places you just enjoy yourself. Maybe your closest friends you'll invite into that place to spend some time just chatting and laughing, talking about places you're going to go to in heaven. Your dining rooms could hold 100 people. It depends on if you like to entertain, if you want a lot of company. I was shown this one person's mansion. She could see 100 people in her dining room.
Wow.
And everybody sat. I mean, it looked like king's tables. The gemstones were actually some of the stuff that were in the centerpieces, and living flowers, like, growing and singing on these tables. And everybody sat down, and all the plates were just beautiful, layered plates, all kinds of stuff. You'd sit there and say, I want roast beef. And then it appeared instantly. Someone goes, no, I want going to have fried chicken. No, I want seafood. And what?
Okay, I don't mean to get gross. I don't mean to get gross. But they just said there were no bathrooms because there was no pooping. Right? So wait a minute. So what do you need roast beef for? And what are you gonna do? Are you gonna expand like a balloon? Because you can't poop. There's no bathroom.
It's a guy thing.
It just appears. It just appears. Food. You want roast beef in it? So wait a minute. If there's roast beef, it means you had to kill a cow.
Yes, exactly.
Where's this roast beef coming from?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just asking logical questions. Where's the
Absolutely.
Roast beef coming from?
Yeah, we have no idea.
Are you killing cows? Are they just
and
cows,
chickens?
You know, and chickens and, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Where's the cows coming from, Kat?
Yeah. And later on, she contradicts herself in this one or the next one in that aspect. You'll catch it. But there's only seating for 100. Did you notice that?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. And who cleans up the mess after your friends leave?
The ladies. Think about this. You spend your whole life cooking and cleaning, and then you go to heaven, and that's your job. It's not done yet, according to Kat.
Yeah.
It's still got it.
Sure. Sure.
You know.
Absolutely. Well, maybe the singing flowers also do dishes. Who knows?
We're trying to figure this out. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe. Could be.
Okay. All right. Here she is.
She could see 100 people in her dining room.
Wow.
And everybody sat. I mean, it looked like king's tables. The gemstones were actually some of the stuff that were in the centerpieces, and living flowers, like, growing and singing on these tables. And everybody sat down, and all the plates were just beautiful, layered plates, all kinds of stuff. You'd sit there and say, I want roast beef. And then it appeared instantly. Someone goes, no, I want going to have fried chicken. No, I want seafood. And what everybody wanted instantly, you would actually say at the same time, there's all the food. Everybody eats. You taste the food. You can feel the food going in. It's made out of light, though.
It's not really roast beef. It looks
like it. It looks and smells like it, but no animals are killed in heaven. No life is taken in heaven, okay? It's all made out of
So basically, God is doing in heaven what McDonald's is doing today. McDonald's is making burgers that is not meat.
Yes, exactly. That's it.
So
no animals are killed for this, for this banquet.
Right. So heaven is a lie.
PETA.
Heaven is a lie.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, no animals were killed in this production.
Mm-hmm. So it appears instantly, you swallow it, and then, of course, you don't have to poop it, so all you have to do is just wish it away, and it goes away.
And he says there's no decreeing or declaring for this. That's good.
Sure.
Oh.
Wow, this woman is, she's amazing. She's amazing. Wow.
Really?
Right, but if you want to cook, There's things that look like that stuff, and you have a full lot kitchen with things you never saw before. And the greatest thing is I was also shown that somebody was making this massive salad about the biggest of this table, and they were, like, peeling this cucumber, and as they peeled it and it came off the end, it disappeared. There's no trash, no garbage anywhere
that.
In heaven, so they got to make food if they want to cook.
Well, wouldn't the plants, instead of singing, would be crying because you're peeling a cucumber, one of their friends? Wait a minute. It's a plant.
Oh, I can't quit.
My goodness. This is amazing. This is amazing.
Don't kill.
Is
don't
anybody
kill
home? Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anybody in there?
Yeah. Sure.
And they were, like, peeling this cucumber, and as they peeled it and it came off the end, it disappeared. There's no trash, no garbage anywhere
that.
In heaven, so they got to make food if they want to cook. I won't. I'll say chocolate cake, and that's probably what I'll have.
I'm going to declare the truth. Okay, let's talk for a minute about... You said that you have friends, and you use the term if you have some special friends that you want to. So what I'm getting by that is that you have friends maybe that you had here on Earth
mm-hmm.
that are still your friends, and do you have then special friends, and then do you make new friends that become
yes,
your special friends?
You absolutely do, and some of those are the disciples or the prophets. Everybody wants to know you, so at one point when you come to heaven, Jesus is going to put on a big event for you in his own mansion.
Really?
I don't ever say this. Jesus has his own.
No.
I said, okay, he had to live as a human. He deserves one. That's what I
yeah.
say that as a joke. And all the tables are set in his mansion for two things, dancing and eating sweets. And he will actually send this beautiful carriage for you. An angel will come with a personal invitation from Christ that will read itself to you, and he gives you the best things to wear.
It will read itself to you.
Yes, the invitation will read itself to you. Everything's alive in heaven. And then they wait. You get dressed. I have all these people, and he takes you to this place, and everyone is there to meet you. There's apostles. There's prophets.
If anybody in Disney is watching, this is a movie. I mean, if anybody in Disney is watching, you know, just call it Jesus and the Chocolate Factory. Just it. Just call it, instead of Charlie and the Chocolate, just call it Jesus and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, I can't quit laughing. You know, I wonder, I was thinking, and I actually have a note here that, you know, I wonder if it's like Yellowstone and Disney in one. I have the same thought. Oh, we haven't heard a good part yet, but, you know, you're right. I mean, you know,
and this
unbelievable.
Doofus,
did you hear what she said about Jesus as a human and deserves a mansion, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Oh, golly.
That's what I say. I say he's human and he deserves a mansion. Okay. Okay.
Holy
God,
your accent.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Oh.
If you say so, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Probably Adam and Eve. You know, definitely probably Elijah likes to meet a lot of people. He didn't back in the day, but he likes it now. King David is always going to be there because King David loves to be with people and meet people. So this whole event is for you.
Wow.
And he does that. Jesus does it just for you. So you don't have to run around trying to find these people. You get a chance to meet them
wow.
and know them. And later they'll come by and see you or invite you to their mansions and places.
And I do remember you talking about people's closets and their choices.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that for a minute.
You don't get a closet. You get a wardrobe room that probably could be like maybe 1,000 square feet. That would be holding your wardrobe. And that doesn't mean just like, not just a gown and a robe. You get those. So you get your gown of righteousness, your robe of righteousness, and your gown of salvation, which are beyond amazingly beautiful. But you get whole wardrobes because there's so many things to do in heaven. We didn't talk about that yet. And so everything you would need to go anywhere and do and enjoy things in heaven, all those apparels are in there. different things to go with all of them are in there. Your crown room is part of your mansion.
The crown room.
The soul winner's crowns, this is the prophet, all kinds of different crowns you earn on
really?
This earth.
Really?
Yes, and so you can go in and see all the crowns that you have gotten through your life and doing things for Christ.
Now, as I'm looking, watching the clock, we've got about 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
What about, you said, I don't remember if it's in the house or out in the yard, there's like a doorway.
It's in the yard.
In the yard, and you can go to different places to the store. I love that. That's very Star Wars, Star Trek.
It is very Star Trek. Star Wars, Star Trek actually has some stuff that actually kind of exists in heaven. I love how that creativity drops into the mind of man. But one of the few times, probably one of the first 5 times I was taken to heaven, and I was taken to see this man's mansion, and it was amazing. It was beautiful. It was probably like, gosh, probably I'd say maybe a mile square. And then on his mansion grounds, I kept seeing these doors. They were suspended in air. There was a front of the door, and you could go around, and there's a back of the door. But when you went through the door on the same space his mansion was on, it was a whole different place that belonged to you.
Wow.
So you could have your house built along the Crystal Sea, but here's these different doors you walk through. You have a place in the Mountain of Spices also. And when you walk through, he could look out the door and see that mansion, the grounds, but you go in here and go all through this other area that belongs to you.
See, I can picture saying, okay, I want to go through this door. I want my cabin in the mountain.
Yes.
And I want my thing on an ocean with waves.
Yes.
And the Crystal Sea sounds pretty good, too. So
yes,
you can have multiple
yes,
places.
Yes, yes. The place, he said, I go to prepare a place. That place has so many things and properties that are all yours. Heaven is almost unlimited. And as many times I've been there, I haven't even seen just a little tiny bit
really?
Of it.
Really?
Yeah, but I've seen many mansions built in the sky, on the ground, under the ocean, under the Crystal Sea, on top of the Crystal Sea, up in the Mountain of Spices. And so people who love these things, you're not going to be limited to one little spot.
Well, so then you talked about mobile, your mansion.
Mobile mansion.
Tell me about that. What does that even mean?
That means you get an RV in heaven. People who always wanted one and never got to have one, like my parents, always wanted to have one and tour everywhere. They have them, but they fly, and they're called MMs. This is all the truth. No way. By the way, I was psychoanalyzed by a psychiatrist. There's no way I could lie because I've said all of these thousands of times.
I have no
paper in front of me. It's all stuff I saw. Mobile mansion. And your family, they go up into the sky. They park in the sky, and they're beautiful. They're not like, don't picture an Airstream or something like this. Way beyond that. It's very supernatural looking. And you all get in there, and you leave and go together. All of the places in heaven, they have places to park. I keep telling people my dad is helping you park. It was something he loved to do. And then you come down and enjoy, like, you could go to the Mountain of Spices and see all that. There's beautiful things to see there. You could go to Video Land. You could go to the Artist Gallery. All these are places actually in heaven. The rainforest where 12 massive trees support your whole mansion. There's no roof on it. Things can fly in and out. Nothing's going to make a mess. So you can imagine how people get so undone. There's adventure in heaven everywhere. And your family go all over heaven, like tour places, do things, taste all the food everywhere. Then they come back and they park and they come down. Then they all go back to their own mansion.
Like I said, if Disney runs out of ideas, just listen to this nut.
Unbelievable,
that's it.
Isn't it?
You know,
when you go over what she said, it's unbelievable. You know, David loves to meet people. Like, she
sure.
makes him a Walmart greeter.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Oh.
Elijah didn't like people down here, but he likes them up there.
Yeah.
They
have...
Wow.
Gucci and Rolex there, I guess, in the wardrobe.
Wow.
Instead
wow.
of the white robes, you get wardrobes there, you know.
Wow. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they have a mountain of spice. Well, she might know about that, the spice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, weed. Weed, local weed. Local weed.
Local.
Yeah, the interesting thing is that... You know, She's got this all laid out. She's been psychoanalyzed. And the, you know, she doesn't give us the name of the person who psychoanalyzed her and declared her not to be a whack job. But, you know, she's a wacko.
Mobile mansion.
Sure.
Oh, wow. Just what we wanted, a pool trailer. In the sky.
Exactly. Exactly.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, sure. Wow.
She said things fly in and out of your tent, like, or whatever it is, and they don't leave any mess. In other words, birds don't drop on you.
Yeah, the sky.
They fly around with no mess. So you don't get the big drop out of the sky.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
Where do you go with this? What do
you
do with this stuff?
You call your local asylum and ask them if there's anybody missing. Did anybody escape? Did one fly over the cuckoo's nest? You know, that's what you have to, you know.
Oh, jeez.
That's what you have to, because the lady is, she's plumb crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, think about this. 67,000 people. Well, let's say 67,000 people think this is brilliant. Where are we? Where do we live?
Sure.
I mean, could you imagine someone being released from a mental hospital, getting a YouTube channel, and having 66.7 or 67,000 people follow them?
Right.
If they were declared insane. Well, this is what we have going
on. I cannot imagine that. I cannot imagine that.
I mean,
but
this is our opinion. You can have a different opinion. This is only our opinion here.
Right.
But I say there's something wrong.
Sure.
That's my opinion. Oh, now that whole thing, what scripture did you get? Did you get any scriptures there for all these experiences?
No, I got nothing. I got not one scripture. Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Jesus never told me about talking flowers, singing flowers.
Right.
You know.
And Paul didn't either, did he?
Right. No.
That's what I'm saying. We have Paul's account of what he said. We have Jesus, what he told us. And that's
it.
However, Kat, well, she has another view. So anyway, we'll move on. And she's going to tell us about the famous people she's seen in heaven. Now get this, and in hell. So not only does she travel to heaven, she goes to hell too and escapes.
Oh, that explains why her hair is singed.
Singed?
Yeah, that explains why her hair looks like it went through fire or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, she said, you know, she's been to hell, obviously, and back, so... she can travel there and escape, I guess, whatever she wants. But,
I don't think
the rich man in Luke 16:23 got that memo. Do you?
No, I don't think he did. And
he didn't get that memo.
I tell you something. Yeah, every time Cleopatra gets me to do her list, I could just say, well, I can't, honey. Jesus is calling me into the garden. I got to go to heaven. Jesus is waiting. He's waiting.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Let me know how that works out, will you?
Yeah, yeah. I got the singing flowers waiting for me. I have 100 people waiting for me in my big 100-seat dining room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In
I got David
RV.
Day. Yeah, in my RV. Sure. And when my wife and son and my kids say, where are we going for vacation? I say, hey, we got an RV in heaven. Just wait till we get. Don't waste your time with the. Don't waste your time with an RV down here. Wait till we all
That's
get
right.
to heaven. We got an RV waiting for us in heaven.
Now, what was the piece of advice you got today from my husband? Try not to get in the tacos today.
Right. Right.
You're not paying attention, are you?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well,
no.
Okay.
All
so,
right.
So we're going to hear about these famous people in heaven and hell.
Wow. All right. Let's see who's there. Wow. Let's see who's talking.
Yeah.
About finding Christ, when there was not hardly anyone out there speaking on his behalf, now we have the internet, now we have churches everywhere. So that scripture where it says the wide is the way to hell and narrow is the path to God, and you know, bless you,
you
can find it.
Yeah.
You can find it. Uh-huh. There's a lot wider path now.
I see.
That you can be led to Christ, and this day especially. With all the stuff that, like I just explained, is out there. Back in that day when the scripture was made, there was almost nobody out there.
Yeah.
And so these are different days, so sometimes you have to adapt what that says to now. So in the scripture, in right now in the scriptures, it would say the path has gotten much wider to find Christ, which is a blessing for all those who live today compared to those who in the past did not.
Yeah.
So I would have to say I've seen hell. I've seen who was in there, and when I was in heaven, there were more people in heaven than there were in hell.
Really?
Yes, that's and that will actually increase because of the revivals, the moves of God, because of the great harvest coming, because of the presence of God himself, and also the people with all doing all the things, stepping into what God has for them. It will be really more clear now that there is a God and he loves them than there ever was in the past days.
In the past, you told me a couple of names. I think I remember them, but I'm not going to say it in case I have them remembered. But can you name a couple of people who would be considered almost celebrities who people would wonder if they went to heaven that you'd seen in heaven?
I have seen so many people in heaven. I've seen people from the past. Well, I've seen the disciples and the prophets. Just so you know, Adam and Eve made it. I absolutely saw Adam and Eve. I saw Enoch, which has got like emerald eyes. You hear him. Everybody has a frequency in heaven. You hear him coming before he shows
really?
Up. So heaven's amazing. But I can tell you that I've seen John Wayne. I saw John Wayne in heaven. And then later on, I heard the testimony from his own daughter. She was present when he got born again. He was in a hospital bed dying. Really, and I think it was the Crystal Cathedral, which a lot of people even bash them. They don't like the way they gave their services. Don't bash people who release Jesus Christ and lead you into sinner's prayer. He came on, and he watched him, his daughter said, regularly. But in that day, he said, if you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, get down on your knees. And John Wayne could hardly move at that time. She said he dragged himself across the bed. He lowered himself to his knees. And he received Jesus Christ. She was a witness. And she gave that testimony later in her church. And I didn't even see that testimony. I just saw John Wayne in heaven. He was in heaven. I've seen Michael Jackson, and I'm probably going to get bashed for that. It doesn't hurt me or bother me because I saw him, and he was worshiping Jesus Christ. And whether you know it or not, anyone out there, I can tell you, he was pursuing Christ in those last days. He was going to do his final tour. Now, I didn't follow him or anything like that. This is just things that Jesus showed me. He was preparing for his final tour, and his mind was always stressed. He was always in fear about things, and people would try to calm him down. And at the end, maybe a week or so before he passed, he started telling people, I heard Jesus. I heard the God of heaven and earth. I heard him calling me.
Wow.
And some of his friends thought he was nuts. So they did an investigation after he died, after he passed. They did an investigation. They called in eight different people, or eight or nine people who were going to be on the tour separately. And they asked him, did Michael say anything different than he had before? Was anything going on? Was he getting threats from anybody? And every one of them, without the others even knowing, said the same thing. He said he heard God speaking to him, and he heard God calling him, and he had to answer him. And so they never told anyone else, so they thought he was nuts. And so it turns out all these witnesses who said they heard, Michael said that he heard God calling him and heard Christ calling him, he answered him.
Wow.
So whether anybody was present when he did that, that doesn't matter. He testified to all of them. And he probably would have made some changes on the tour.
Sure.
And I think probably, I can't say this officially, but I'm sure that his life was ended, not by him, because that would have drastically changed the whole thing about his tour and even his life. Michael would have told people, had to remain, don't listen to some of the stuff I produced before. Don't listen to that stuff when I wasn't living for Christ. Because I know in heaven, they all say that. I would have changed stuff. I would have not done certain things. All I know is this. The point is this. He's in heaven. He received Jesus Christ.
Did you mention Robin Williams before?
Yes, Robin Williams. I saw Robin Williams in heaven also. And I know a lot of people think that he did certain things. Robin Williams, this is the thing about comedians, if nobody knows this. They get hit so hard by Satan. Satan hates laughter. He doesn't want anyone to laugh. He doesn't like comedians at all because they let people laugh. Laughter's a medicine. And so, and I know several other comedians that actually suffer from great oppression. And he did. He'd go into rehab all the time. Robin Williams did to get help for this oppression. The last place he went to was a Christian retreat.
Really?
He gave his own testimony in an interview that's been recorded. And he started telling people, we all need God. I got more help at this place than I ever had before. You need to let Jesus in your life. He can change everything for you. And he didn't, of course, get rid of all the oppression. But his testimony, that is proof right there that he knew Jesus Christ. And I did see him in heaven. And I saw all kinds of people.
You started talking about Whitney Houston before.
I saw Whitney Houston in heaven. And I was sitting on the front row of a church waiting to speak. And I kind of wasn't even really aware she had died. And so I was caught up to heaven, sitting on the front row. My body was there. And I saw her standing before the throne of God. And she was beautiful. She was young. She was so overwhelmed with the joy. And the Father was thanking her for, guess what, using her gift. Because your most important thing you can do is use the gift he put in you. Her gift was singing. And I know she maybe didn't believe at that time in the religion that necessarily said all this about Jesus Christ, but I do know this much about her. This is what Jesus said. She sang her own salvation. He said on the last night of her life, like I wasn't connected to her life, on the last night of her life, she was with friends out somewhere, and they kept asking her, sing a song, sing a song. And she was really greatly depressed. She wasn't feeling well. They kept asking, so finally she said, I will sing one song. And she gets up there at the mic and she sings, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. And Jesus said in that song, she gave herself, in her heart's cry, gave herself back to me, so I took her to heaven. And the
Wow.
I was wondering when you were going to stop. She was driving me crazy.
Wow. No, listen, yeah. I got to play that again because you just can't believe the stuff that's coming out of this lady's mouth.
Oh, I know.
I mean. This is like second chance salvation.
Yeah.
If Jesus gave Whitney Houston a chance, he's got to give everybody a chance.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, when she said about the comedians in there, you know, Robin Williams, Satan hates laughter. Well, where do all these filthy comedians come from?
Sure.
You know? You know what I'm
sure.
saying? Where do they come from? Do they come from God then? And another thing she said was interesting. She came right out of the gate with this. She meant Matthew 7:14 there. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be find it. Now, Kat, she says that gate, or that path, has become wider now. So she just made a wider gate herself.
Right.
And we know that the scripture, that means to press hard, That narrow means depressed heart. But the broad gate she's talking about in 7:13, that's the gate, Matthew 7:13, that's the one that leads to destruction. She just broadened the gate.
Sure.
The gate's broad now.
Right. One is God's path, one is Satan's path. That's basically what that means. You know,
yes,
either
exactly.
You're on God's highway or you're on Satan's highway. That's
it. Well, she just made God's highway bigger by switching it over to Satan's highway. You know, that's what I caught.
Sure.
I mean, that's how tricky she was when she said that.
Absolutely.
You know, and now the people in heaven, John Wayne. Okay. Now, we don't know who's in heaven and who isn't unless the Bible tells us,
right?
Right. So, I know that John Wayne was a Shriner. He was a 33rd degree Mason, you know, and he was connected to Schuller.
Right.
And Schuller was a Druckerite, just saying.
Yep.
Michael Jackson, was he a Mormon?
A Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's Witness. I wasn't sure which one.
Yeah.
So obviously it's all right, you know, to be whatever.
Sure. Think about all the nasty music that he sung. All the perverted music that he sung, and now he's in heaven?
Yeah. Yeah. And Whitney Houston. Now she's saying here that, you know, she wasn't aware that Whitney Houston had died. Now, that was big news. Everybody heard about that, you know?
Sure.
That was breaking.
Sure.
She
right.
was that big. And by the way, she was a beautiful singer. I mean, absolutely.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
She had a beautiful voice.
Sure.
But, you know, she made a statement. She said, Whitney didn't necessarily believe in the religion that said all this about Jesus Christ. She was Baptist. She grew up Baptist. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she said she didn't believe in the religion that said all this about Jesus Christ. What did she mean by that? You know? She's tricky. Well, I'll tell you what. It's not being Baptist that makes it, because Frank and Jesse James were both Baptist. Grew up Baptist.
Sure.
And a minister.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Were they automatically saved? No. But they grew up Baptist. Bank robbers.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's amazing how she only knows famous people in heaven that lived during her lifetime. She doesn't mention anything about Cleopatra or Julius Caesar or, you know, the Pharaoh. You know, it's only famous people in her lifetime,
right?
Not famous people in antiquity,
right? She says you get a reward for singing in heaven, so that's while you sang on earth. She's implying that too. That means Snoop Dogg gets a reward in heaven, then, right?
Sure, sure.
Because he sang on earth.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah. And Michael Jackson never did a gospel album, and Snoop Dogg did. Wow. Wow. I got to replay this.
Okay.
Several other comedians actually suffer from great oppression, and he did, Jesus Christ.
Did you mention Robin Williams before?
Robin Williams. I saw Robin Williams in heaven also, and I know a lot of people think that he did certain things. Robin Williams, this is the thing about comedians, if nobody knows this. They get hit so hard by Satan. Satan hates laughter. He doesn't want anyone to laugh. He doesn't like comedians at all because they let people laugh. Laughter is a medicine. And I know several other comedians that actually suffer from great oppression. And he did. He'd go into rehab all the time. Robin Williams did, to get help for this oppression. The last place he went to was a Christian retreat.
Really?
He gave his own testimony in an interview that's been recorded, and he started telling people, we all need God. I got more help at this place than I ever had before. You need to let Jesus in your life. He can change everything for you. And he didn't, of course, get rid of all the oppression, but his testimony, That is proof right there that he knew Jesus Christ. And I did see him in heaven, and I saw all kinds of people.
So I talked about Whitney Houston before.
I saw Whitney Houston in heaven, and I was sitting on the front row of a church waiting to speak, and I kind of wasn't even really aware she had died. And so I was caught up to heaven, sitting on the front row. My body was there, and I saw her standing before the throne of God, and she was beautiful. She was young. She was so overwhelmed with the joy. And the Father was thanking her for, guess what, using her gift. Because your most important thing you can do is use the gift he put in you. Her gift was singing. And I know she maybe didn't believe at that time in the religion that necessarily said all this about Jesus Christ, but I do know this much about her. This is what Jesus said. She sang her own salvation. He said, on the last night of her life, like I wasn't connected to her life, on the last night of her life, she was with friends out somewhere, and they kept asking her, sing a song, sing a song. And she was really greatly depressed. She wasn't feeling well. They kept asking, so finally she said, I will sing one song. And she gets up there at the mic, and she sings, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. And Jesus said in that song, she gave herself, in her heart's cry, gave herself back to me, so I took her to heaven. And the Father was giving her a reward for singing, and he had this beautiful chest that he took from his throne and said, Whitney, this is yours because you were willing to use your voice to sing. I'm giving you one of my own songs that you can wear.
Really?
And when he opened this chest, this beautiful garment, like fabric, came out and wound itself around her, became this beautiful red dress. It was so gorgeous. And as she wore it and she moved, you could sing the Father singing off of her dress.
Is that what you call a garment of praise?
Garment of praise.
Oh, man.
He gave her a garment of praise, and it was his own song that had never been sung, and he saves them for rewards for people who use that voice. She was so undone, so filled with the life of God, standing up there. And then when I saw her, every time she moved her hand or moved, you'd hear him singing off of that gown. And then after that, I was caught back down. I was sitting on the front row. So this happened.
Just like that.
Yeah, and I got up and talked about it at the meeting.
as your stories, you...
Yeah. Whitney Houston had a garment of praise on, and this lady has a garment of craze. Yeah, that's what she's got.
I didn't know the garment of praise was a red, actual red dress. Funny
yeah,
she
that's...
chose red, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, sure. Wow.
So
amazing.
She says
amazing.
That people that are vile and hateful, it's okay with God. That's you know. So you'd be surprised how many people feel that in the church. You know. You can behave badly as long as you receive Christ. Doesn't that lack repentance and turning from your evil ways?
Yeah, Will Smith just smacked Chris Rock. Will Smith, she'll see, the next time she'll go up, she'll say, I saw Will Smith in heaven, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, I heard something on that, bro. I heard something about that incident. I heard a guy say, it's not that he hit another guy, it's that he slapped him that bothers me. Because guys don't usually slap other men.
Right.
The insult was him slapping him, not.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
Imagine being slapped by another guy instead of punched, he was saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So we'll find out who's in hell pretty soon.
Okay, let's see. Let's see who's in hell. Let's see.
Kelly, you've said people have gotten saved hearing these stories.
They have.
I just think one of the things the stories communicate, you know, it's in the word, but until you hear it in modern speech,
sometimes
you don't grasp the level of the love of Christ, the love of the Father, and the love of the Spirit for his creation. The love he has is so unspeakable.
He desires that none should perish, and he desires that even the vilest sinner be set free. So I know people think it's not fair, But that's the blood of Christ. And what he's showing in that is no matter what your life was like, and let me tell you, a lot of these people were vile and hateful. It doesn't give them an excuse. They were probably abused themselves. And when you're abused, usually as a child, that shows up later because it goes in your soul. And that's what everybody knows, what you put in there is what you will become. And many people, even though it's not an excuse, that's probably why they were like that. But if they receive Christ, they're going to be sins forgiven like they never did it.
So
each one of us, you know, he doesn't have to do that. But because of his love for us and his son sacrificed for us, that is the way it works in heaven. And there'll be people there you never expected to be there. I've also been to hell. I've seen people who went to hell. Someone who totally, absolutely despised and hated God would never come back to him. I did see Hitler, and I tell people all the time, I saw Hitler the first time I was taken there, and he was hanging on a meat hook in hell. And I want to say this. You can be as wicked and evil as you want to, thinking Satan will reward you. He rewards no one. He hates everyone. And those who serve Satan the most will be the most tortured in hell when they get there.
Yes.
There's no reward in hell. It's so worth it to give yourself to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I've heard you say before that some people that were led to the Lord by someone else, that in heaven, from heaven, or when that person who led them to the Lord or influenced them to the Lord goes to heaven, that they remember with gratitude how they got there. Is that?
Yes, they did. People who were won by certain people on the earth, whether it was at a crusade or just one-on-one on the street, if they're the ones who won your Jesus, you never forget that person. And they will so grab you and hug you when you get to heaven. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for taking the time to win me to Jesus Christ. I wouldn't be here if you hadn't done that.
Sure.
And they thank you adamantly. Also this, the same thing goes, like we said before, that maybe you were angry at somebody. Maybe you had a fight. This is a good one. It happens a lot. People ask me this. They had a really bad fight, and they separated and were angry, and these were friends, and then the person died. This person can spend 20 years suffering from guilt. That person in heaven is not thinking about that happening. They're up there wanting to bless you, wanting to let you know the love they're feeling. They have forgiven everything. Even if you never get to hear them say that, they're forgiving you. Don't live your life being messed up because you were angry with them. I'm telling you, the minute they stepped out of that body filled with the life and the love of God, they forgave that.
That's so awesome.
So people always ask me, will they know if I say I'm sorry if they fought? I said, you can say it to them and they'll hear it, but the first thing they'll do when you get to heaven is say, I didn't even think about it.
You know, that's interesting that you say it, because you said you say it and they'll hear it, because we're not taught that. But to declare and decree a thing, you know, God can get the message to him or whatever.
He can.
You know.
There are places in heaven, though, where people can go and watch your life and
really
declare over you, your family members. They're called portals. I've been there several times. It's this beautiful, open, big place inside of this building, and there's stairways going up and a balcony running, and your family member looks down. If they're living in heaven, they look down, and they see you as close as the ceiling. And every year on your birthday, they go there and sing happy birthday
to
you.
So you're saying to them, they're right there.
They're right here, yeah.
Looking at you.
Because there's no time or space. Now, heaven is way up away from here, but when they look down and they want to declare over you, sometimes they'll pray over you. They'll declare, if it's a family member who's not born again, they will always declare, I declare my family member will become born again. They will not miss their destiny. They'll become the living testimony of the saving power of Jesus Christ. So if your grandmother's up there and you're not born again, you might as well give it up. If your mom's up there praying, declaring with them, you better really give it
That's
up
really good.
Because Jesus is going to get you.
That is so good. You know, Jesus had, I don't have this, you know, perfectly memorized, but Jesus was talking to the people and he said, you've reaped where other people have sown.
That's right.
And he said, what you did not sow, they sowed. And he's talking about other people that shared the Lord. And
That's
he called
right.
that the hard, he said, they did the hard labor.
That's
they
right.
did the hard
they
labor.
Planted
so those people
the seed.
Who don't consider themselves evangelists.
This guy is as stupid as they come.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Listen, in a couple of days, I'm going to have people up there in heaven in a portal singing happy birthday to me.
Exactly.
Unbeknownst.
I thought of that.
But here's the thing. They've been singing to me for years, and I didn't even know it. I never heard it.
Oh. You know, you remember years ago, that was a word of faith teaching that, you know, people were going to greet you and thank you, you know, for, you know, leading them to the Lord. That's all years ago heard that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But go ahead. About the singing.
Yeah. So let's just say that this coming weekend, on my birthday,
mm-hmm.
my grandmother, my mother, my father, my siblings, the ones that passed,
mm-hmm.
okay, they're going to be in heaven. They're going to be singing to me happy birthday, but I never hear it. What
right.
good is it for them to be singing? Here it is again. Here
exactly.
it is again. Listen to this. Listen to this.
You remember looking down at the living in heaven. You look down and they see you as close as the ceiling. And every year on your birthday, they go there and sing happy birthday
to you.
So
you're saying to them, they're right there.
They're right here, yeah.
Looking
yeah.
at you.
Because there's no time or space. Now, heaven is way up away from here. But when they look down and they want to declare over you, sometimes they'll pray over you. They declare, if it's a family member who's not born again, they will always declare, I declare my family member will become born again. They will not miss their destiny. They'll become the living testimony of the saving power of Jesus Christ. So if your grandmother's up there and you're not born again, you might as well give it up. If your mom's up there praying, declaring with them, you better really give it
That's
up
really good.
Because Jesus is going to get you.
That is so good. You know, Jesus had, I don't have this, you know, perfectly memorized, but Jesus was talking to the people and he said, you've reaped where other people have sown.
That's right.
And he said, what you did not sow, they sowed. And he's talking about other people that shared the Lord. And
That's
he called
right.
that the hard, he said, they did the hard labor.
That's
they
right.
did the hard
they
labor. So those people
the
who don't consider themselves evangelists in any way may have had more to do with a person receiving
right.
Christ, and the person that's waiting to thank them
yes.
is in heaven. They're
in
not
heaven.
Necessarily waiting to thank the guy that got the notch in his belt. Maybe they will.
They will thank everybody,
yeah.
but they remember the ones who planted the seed. Maybe every year for years you did. You did acts of kindness. You encouraged them that Christ cares about them. You know, he wants you, and maybe you never saw the fruit of that. But the seeds are the most important thing, the seeds that are planted. And the other one who actually maybe led in the prayer, they were drawn by the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit gets involved when you're willing to plant things into people. Holy Spirit will begin to draw them and draw them and draw them till they get to that point where they're willing or want to receive Christ. And so this is the easy part. You're
yeah.
right. All this planting over these
That's
years
the
sometimes
hard work.
It takes. It is the hard work because you're seeing the opposite. I don't want him. Don't tell me about that.
Good
I don't care.
Him, yeah.
And they show no evidence, but it goes in their soul and remains in that soul. And the Holy Spirit can draw them from that until finally they receive Christ. Though that thank you they give, that person who did all of this will probably get more than the one who actually led them. But they remember them in heaven.
That's so good.
Now, of course, the lady's all crazy, and she's got a button that's pinned to
mm-hmm.
her thing. It says, I don't do demons. What's that about?
I have no idea.
She says, I don't do demons. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so this guy is the host of this show, this nut here, this bald-headed
yes.
nut. He's the host?
Yes. And I can't think of his name. It's Steve something. I
wow.
think it's Steve something. And it wasn't on the video there. I would have had to go back to, he's the one that does all her interviews from the Elijah list. I can't think of his
wow.
last name right now. But
wow.
one thing she says, there's no time or space in heaven, but yet they know your birthday and they're singing on it. You know?
Sure.
There's
Which is
no
a contradiction, right? Which is
yes,
a contradiction,
exactly.
right?
Yeah, yeah. And she also said that, you know, that when she's talking about when they're in heaven, and then she's talking about people in heaven receiving Christ. So is she saying, you know, in the first part there, is she saying you can receive Christ after you get to heaven? Is that, you know, she was talking about people who were already
there.
That's
what she's implying.
That's what she is implying.
Yeah.
And it's good to know that Hitler's on a meat hook.
Sure. Sure.
Jeez,
first of all, what this moron needs to realize is that Satan does not run hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a place that he, it's not a kingdom that he operates.
That's
Satan
right.
himself is punished in hell.
Yes, exactly.
Satan is, so it's not like, you know, this is his infernal kingdom and he runs it
right.
and he gets to torture people. No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He himself is being punished there.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So Hitler's on
yep.
a meat hook. What good would that do for him to be on
yeah.
a meat hook?
Is that crazy or what? Is that
right.
crazy on a meat hook? I mean, where'd you come
okay.
up with that? Where's that in scripture?
Okay, toss up. Roast me alive or meat hook? Which one do I want? Roast me alive or meat hook? Let me see. Let me try a few days on the meat hook, and if I don't like the meat hook, then you can roast me alive. I mean,
yeah.
are you stupid, lady? Are you stupid?
Yeah, and what they're promoting there, too, is speaking to the dead, you see? We know
yeah.
that we don't talk to people who have died, and we know that they do not talk to us. So, you know, what she's implying here, is that necromancy that she's talking about?
Listen, who knows what she's talking about?
I mean, I have no idea because she went through it so fast with that about talking about people who have already died and
yeah.
conversing with people who have died and they're them like you have an interaction with the dead. And that is so popular in that movement.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
that's a part of that grave sucking and all that kind of stuff
yeah,
that
yeah,
they
yeah,
do
yeah,
in that movement.
Yeah. Sure.
You know,
sure.
they're really infatuated
sure.
with the dead
sure.
in that movement.
Absolutely.
So are the Roman
Absolutely.
Catholics, so.
Sure.
Sorry.
Crazy.
You know. Yeah, it is
crazy.
Crazy,
crazy.
So
yeah, sure.
I sent you a small clip over there, another clip of her. It's a two-minute clip, and I said, I haven't even heard this yet, and I just sent it over. Let me see what it says on it. Because we were just talking about her. I haven't even looked at it. She said, Kat Kerr says Christopher Reeve is in heaven teaching people how to fly.
Wow.
All right.
Superman. Superman, Christopher Reeves.
Yes, exactly.
All right,
so,
let's see this. Let's
this is all
this.
Heavenly things here we're learning,
sure,
isn't
sure.
it?
Sure,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
the thing is this. Okay. If heaven is a place where people learn how to fly, is the lake of fire a place where a person learns how to swim?
Yeah.
It's a lake.
Good point. That's an excellent point.
Okay, let's find out.
That's an excellent
sure.
point.
Yeah.
If he has a superhero suit and he wanted to play Superman, could he not then just run and jump?
Okay. It says here, false prophetess Kat Kerr says, Unitarian Universalist Christopher Reeves is in heaven teaching people how to fly.
Yeah, I just had the mess. I just had the one headline. I hadn't gotten into the art. I haven't even heard this yet, so...
Yeah.
And it just came,
okay.
I saw it today.
All right.
Okay.
So my question is, in heaven, if he has a superhero suit and he wanted to play Superman, could he not then just run and jump and actually fly?
Well, you know, I think I've mentioned to you before, this might be an appointed question from you on purpose, but you do learn how to fly when you're in heaven. You learn. I don't think you instantly go there and you start flying around the streets of gold, not what I've been shown anyway. I think people wouldn't know what to do. You're actually trained in heaven, but I love God's sense of humor.
I do, too.
Because I happen to know that Christopher Reeve, who played the original Superman, I mean, the colored version, colorized version, and he was good at it, and he was a great guy.
Yeah.
And we all know that he died kind of early, but he is in heaven. And what he does in heaven is he teaches everyone to fly.
Really?
Legalistic people won't like that.
It says here, it says, family, friends, and well-wishers from around the world assured me that prayers and my faith in God would comfort me. I tried to pray, but I don't feel any better, nor did I make any kind of connection with God. That's Christopher Reeves. That's a quote from Christopher Reeves. I don't feel any better, and I didn't make any connection with God. But yet he's up there flying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
sure.
That's true.
That's true.
Isn't this amazing? Because I'm finding these articles, you know, hearing that, that's the first time I've heard that, because it came, what, today? Yesterday, maybe?
Right.
Today? I don't know. But I hadn't looked at that. So.
No, go ahead.
Is that done? Is that one done?
No, there's still more. Yeah.
Okay.
Realistic people won't like that, but, you know, you're going to get over it when you get there, and you're going to stay in line with everybody else. And there is a place in heaven where you learn to fly, and after that, you really can just fly just about anywhere. So I'm sure you probably get a cape if you're going to learn by Christopher Reeves. This is the one who actually teaches you to do that.
Yeah.
And I think people were excited when he came to heaven, because you do get to use your gift. That was certainly a gift. That's what he was known for. He was a superhero on Earth. He lived a great life. He mentored people. He helped people and loved children. So I understand why God would choose him, probably as part of his reward, that he is the one who will train you and teach you to fly, just like he did in the movie.
Well, why not use the angels to teach us how to fly?
Exactly.
That's their gift, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know
wow.
where you go with this. I mean, can you imagine the following? And you go, gee, I don't know what to think about this. I mean, and you thought she was just a weather warrior.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Well, I sent one over. I haven't heard. Again, there's a five-minute one I just sent
okay.
over. It says, now the headline on this says, hers says Mickey Mouse is in heaven.
Okay. Let's see if that's true. That's
yeah.
Wow. A rat.
It's gotta be
heaven.
Disney. It's
yeah,
gotta
sure.
be Disney she's talking about, because she can't get away with this one, I wouldn't think.
Absolutely.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll find out.
I didn't know that Jesus died for animals. Okay.
Hey everybody, Sean here.
Okay, we may have had an audio fail. I'm not sure what's going on. He may have to log back in, because that just cut straight off. Or he may have had a power outage on his end. Then I guess we wouldn't be here either if that happened. So we'll wait and see if our brother comes back. We'll give him a couple minutes. I'm not sure, but I heard a pretty loud clunk sound on my end. Hopefully you can still hear me. I'm not sure. So hang in there, and we'll see if he comes back. We'll give him a few minutes. And if you're listening yet, I want to wish all my sisters a happy Mother's Day. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I know it's coming up, you know, treat prayerfully. The children will love you, take care of you, And we're so thankful for them, for my sisters. So let's see what happened to our brother. Okay, I just got a text. You can still hear me. Okay. Oh, and happy Mother's Day. Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you so much for that. And, well, one of the things we know about here, let me see if I can play this on my end. I don't know where he went. I just think it was completely cut off. So I'll try to play some on my end. So hang on.
Mickey Mouse is in heaven. He's not literally saying this. He's implying that Walt Disney, the creator of Mickey, is in heaven. We've heard her say about this in a previous video about Walt Disney. What we're going to address in this video is what she says at the end.
But on this list are very well-known directors, people in the movie industry, Hollywood, right? So there's directors, the scriptwriters, screenwriters, actors, actresses, people who do special effects. There's a list of all these people. God gave them those gifts. He made them that gift.
Yeah.
And that's why they're powerful. That's why they're good. But he does want them to know him. And I would say the most important thing you do is declare those very words. We'll just use Mickey Mouse as an example.
Sure.
By the way, Walt Disney is in heaven, people.
Awesome, awesome. That's good.
So I always tell people Mickey Mouse made it to heaven.
That's good.
So we'll just use Mickey Mouse, right? You would say, Father, I just declare Mickey Mouse will know Jesus Christ. I declare he'll know him, he'll become a Christian, that he will not lose the destiny he was chosen for in Jesus' name. And I come against all the power of hell that has kept them bondage. I release the anointing into that situation that yoke will be broken off of them. And I think this is pretty much what most of the people do that pray over a lot of people. These most people are known. Some of them are not very good at all. And I will say this, people who are a gift or have a powerful gift, the only reason they put up dark content is because that is what's inside of them.
Now, in context, she's explaining how people pray for celebrities to know Christ. The problem is what Kat and others in this movement are teaching. She says this.
Father, I just declare Mickey Mouse will know Jesus Christ. I declare he'll know him, he'll become a Christian.
We covered in a past video that to declare is to proclaim. We as believers have no power to declare or proclaim that someone will know Jesus and become a Christian. And then she says this.
I release the anointing into that situation that yoke will be broken off of them.
Once again, we do not have any power to release the anointing of the Holy Spirit in us onto a non-believer to make them become a believer. And if any Kat Kerr follower disagrees with this, then please show us from Scripture that what I've said in regards to declaring and releasing an anointing is wrong. If we did have this power, then why wouldn't we declare everyone on the planet to know Jesus and become a Christian? If you really do believe in her teachings on this topic, then I fear that you really don't understand salvation and need to do what it says in 2 Corinthians 13 and examine yourself to see if you really are saved. Because on Judgment Day, it will be too late. So what about you? If you died today, do you think you'd go to heaven? Fact is, we've all broken God's Ten Commandments, and breaking God's law is called sin. 1 John 3:4 tells us that sin is transgression of the law. Let's go through a few of those commandments. Ever told a lie? It only takes one to make someone a liar. Ever taken something that wasn't yours, even if it's small? That makes you a thief. Ever said, oh my God, or Jesus Christ in a moment of anger? That's called taking the Lord's name in vain. How about having a dirty thought? God is so perfect and holy that even thinking lustful things is considered adultery of the heart to him. And that's only four of the Ten Commandments. The penalty for sin is death. And God's prison, so to speak, is hell. And it's forever. And just like in a court of law, a good judge cannot overlook someone's crime, God will not overlook ours. But also like in a court of law, if the fine is paid, the judge can legally let you go, even though you're guilty. If we died today and stood before God, we'd all be guilty of breaking his laws. Where Jesus comes in. He lived a sinless life and took the death penalty on our behalf. So just like someone paying your fine in court, Jesus paid our fine to God with his life. John 3:16 says that God loved us so much that he gave his one and only son, and that whoever believes in him, that is, commits to Jesus, will not get what they deserve, but shall have everlasting life. Ephesians 2:8-9 tells us that we are saved by grace through faith in Christ and not of works. There's nothing we can do to earn God's forgiveness. It's his gift to us. So if you aren't sure that you'd go to heaven today, then admit to God that you're sorry for breaking his law. Admit that you deserve punishment for this and confess that you believe Jesus Christ has paid your fine on the cross, that you're thankful and would do anything for God if he'll forgive you. There's no special words. Just be honest with God. He knows everything anyways. If you're sincere about that, then Scripture says that you will become a new creation. The old you will be gone and the new will come. You will be born again, and with God's Spirit now living inside you, you're going to notice some definite changes in your life. Don't wait another minute, because no one is guaranteed they'll see tomorrow. We're going to leave it here for today, but as always, feel free to leave your thoughts and comments below. And until next time, take care and God bless.
Well, that says it all, doesn't it? You need to stay away from these people. This is really crazy stuff. These are crazy things that she's teaching. And if you follow her, you need to check yourself and make sure that you're in the faith, because this is just so bizarre, so bizarre. And I guess our brother is just missing in action here. Maybe he started his birthday party early. I don't know. So what I'm going to do is I'll find the song and take us out as soon as possible here. Let me see. Hang on. Let's make sure there's no commercial to start it off. Have a wonderful Mother's Day, and the Lord be with you all. We'll see you next time. Bye. Oh.
Hallelujah.